Well, it's a matter of style rather than substance. I mean, our president, when he wants to say something, he seizes an opportunity such as, for example, a swearing-in ceremony for a new minister or somebody like that, and he says what he has to say after finishing the swearing-in. We also have a parliamentary system whereby, for example, I, as the vice president, am required to answer questions, any questions, for half an hour from the opposition. I don't have any choice in the matter. He also, I think he did hold a State of the Nation address the first year we were in, that's 2011. But it's not his style. He doesn't go for the formal setting of a press conference or a fireside chat. But, you know, people have got all the information that they need about our government or that we want to give them. So I think it's a rather gratuitous criticism, actually.
Some also say that most Zambians are not aware about the performance of the economy. There's meal shortage and high prices in the country. People are not aware what the president wants particularly to do to improve the daily lives of the average Zambian. And they said previous heads of state addressed some of these concerns, and President Sata has yet to do that. What do you say to that?
Look, we run a government. We don't run a one-man show. And information has been flowing very densely, actually, in Parliament on the subject of mealie-meal prices, just to take your example. The Minister of Agriculture has been on the floor of the House, I think, four or five times in the last month and a half to explain to people and the public at large, because the whole thing is broadcast, what we're doing about mealie-meal prices. Even the underlying problem, which is the regional shortage of maize due to very poor weather across a wide area, not just Zambia, has been explained to people, and countermeasures have been elaborated. So I think, so maybe somebody's watching the wrong channel. Maybe they're watching Super Sport or something, or tuned in Voice of America instead of Voice of Zambia. Because as far as I can perceive, the information gets out quite thick and fast, actually.
Mr. Vice President, what do you say to critics who say that political infighting within the Patriotic Front Party is hampering the performance of the government? What do you say to that?
But since when did you have politics without there being a bit of infighting? I mean, think about your own American politics over the last, the struggle between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama for the presidency 5-6 years ago. The presidential candidate. These things happen. And I was just thinking back to the first multi-party government we had in 1991, or the first post one-party system. I think we lost something like 7 presidential hopefuls in the first 5 years, people who actually challenged the sitting president. So far, by those standards, we haven't even cut the mustard. We haven't even marked the ice. So, I think as you say, this is politics. And Zambia, yes, this is politics. Politics. People have ambition. People have desires to make it to the top. Some people think it's easy. That's politics. It's noisy and always a bit fretful. But I don't think there's anything beyond the normal in that. I mean, show me a political party in which there's no contention, no difference of opinion, no struggle for succession. And it'll be a party no one's ever heard of.
We also heard reports that you have tendered in your resignation after writing officially to President Sata. What is your reaction to that?
Well, they have to react. I mean, it's just untrue. It's just completely untrue. Someone's made it up. Maybe confused my name with somebody else's or something or other, but there is absolutely no truth in it. I campaigned for 20 years to be in the government of this country. I've been in government now for 2 years. I don't intend to throw in the towel yet. I've got, somebody asked me the question the other day, and I put it out, I've got unfinished business with the Zambians. The Zambians elected me. Now I've got to do something for them, or the voters. This isn't any truth in it. I mean, this is the trouble with some of the commentary in Zambia. It's just fabricated, completely fabricated.
We heard the former defense minister has resigned, and Some people are saying that the government want to retaliate and that he's going to be investigated. The tax service is going to be unleashed on him, and that the government is using state institutions to intimidate, harass, and to undermine what he has built as a businessman. What is your reaction to all these statements?
My reaction is people should stick to one country, one source or another, or one line or another. You can't say that the government says nothing and then quote the government wrongly at length. You can't say, you know, your government never holds a State of the Nation address, never holds a full press conference, and then we hear it is threatening to do X, Y, and Z. I mean, either our government is silent or it's noisy, and, you know, you can't have it both ways. The specific threat, for example, as you mentioned, to investigate the financial affairs GBM, of the former Minister of Defense, I haven't heard it made. I've heard people talk about it, saying it would be most unfair if he was investigated or something like that. But I haven't heard it. No threat from the party, because it's more a party affair than a government affair, but all from the government, that this is what we're going to do. I mean, again, it's just made up or inferred.
Mr. Vice President, what is your message to Zambians as they go into the new year?
My message to Zambians is to keep their spirits up. Don't worry too much about the so-called split in the PF. Don't worry too much about food security, because the new crop has gone in. There's plenty of reserves. And don't lose faith in what you voted for. Because we've made quite good strides in terms of taxation, in terms of people's minimum wage. Of course, there are still people who need jobs. And we've undertaken big public works projects in order to try and absorb them. We are working and we are trying. And we would rather get on with the job than spend our time arguing.